This is Best of All. Tonight, starring Faye Emerson, Earl Wrightson, and Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, a series of programs saluting each week outstanding American composers of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Faye Emerson, Earl Wrightson, Sylvia Michaels, and the Texter Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Ken. I think I owe the orchestra a downbeat. You think so? Welcome, everybody, across the country. And after tonight's show, Best of All, I'm sorry to say we'll be taking a hiatus for 8 weeks so that ye old National Broadcasting Company can make room for the broadcast of the Hollywood Bowl concerts. Because we'll be going off the air for a while, we've arranged for a rather different and special program tonight, including the opening theme. You will understand how different and how special this program is when I introduce to you someone who, later in this show, will do the radio equivalent, believe it or not, of a production number, Faye Emerson.
Hello. I'm glad to be here, and I'm particularly happy over the fact that for tonight, Skitch has chosen to do some of the works of various American composers of musical comedy, motion pictures, and concert material, all of it a little on the unusual side.
You know, it's a fine thing. I never get to introduce you anymore. Well, to open the show, we have some of the works of one of the most talented musical figures of our generation, Leonard Bernstein. Mr. Bernstein is not only a most flexible composer, but having conducted the major symphonic orchestras of the world, he also stands in the front rank of conductors and is an outstanding pianist as well. He excels in all forms, from jazz to symphonic. Indeed, his versatility is so great, it tends to obscure the fact that he is not a one-man sideshow, but one of the towering musical figures that America has produced. From the musical comedy On the Town, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play the Great Lover's Theme, Sylvia Michaels joins in with Lonely Town, and then Skitch will do Lucky to Be Me on the Steinway, and in conclusion, the orchestra will play Dream in the Subway, a ballet excerpt from Leonard Bernstein's score for On the Town.
you're alone, whether on Main Street or on Broadway, if you're alone, they are both the same. A child
Music from Leonard Bernstein's On the Town. To paraphrase the inscription on the Statue of Liberty, America takes in the poor, the tired, the hungry, and the oppressed. And behold, they become as American as anyone else. When Kurt Weill found Germany unhealthy for the spirit of an artist, he came to America, and soon so great was his talent and his ability to assimilate the ways and even the way of thinking of his American neighbors, he was writing music for shows which could have had their origin in no other land. Street Scene is an example, and Lady in the Dark. But Knickerbocker Holiday, that fanciful recreation of the early history of New York, is the best case in point. Because the refugee composer wrote for that show one song, which from the moment when Walter Huston first sang it, has been an American favorite. Earl Wrightson sings it for us now, September Song.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short. When you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down precious few. September, November. And these few precious days I'd spend with you.
Alan Shulman is a name possibly not familiar to many, but those whose business it is to assess new musical talent feel certain that obscurity will not be the final fate of this young man. Shulman's fine talent for composition has already set him on his way toward achieving genuine stature as a composer. For years, he was a cellist in the NBC Symphony Orchestra under Toscanini, and he has had major works performed by the NBC Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, and other major orchestras in this country. He has written original scores for motion pictures, both feature productions and several documentaries. Skitch Henderson and the String Section play one of Alan Shulman's recent works, Viennese Lace. talent manifests itself in many ways, but on this program, until this moment, we've been concerned only with musical talent. Now we present a fusion of musical, literary, and dramatic talent. The latter is supplied by our guest star, Miss Faye Emerson, who does for us now Stephen Vincent Benet's great poem, The Sound of American Names, with a musical background by Skitch Henderson and the orchestra.
I have fallen in love with American names. The sharp, gaunt names that never get pat. The snakeskin titles of mining claims. The plumed war bonnet of Medicine Flat. Tucson and Deadwood and Lost Mule Flat. Sane and Piave are silver spoons, but the spoon bowl metal is thin and worn. There are English counties like hunting tunes, played on the keys of a postboy's horn. But I will remember where I was born. I will remember Carquinez Straits, Little French Lick and Lundy's Lane, the Yankee ships and the Yankee dates, and the bullet towns of Calamity Jane. I will remember Skunktown Plain. I will fall in love with a Salem tree and a rawhide quirt from Santa Cruz. I will get me a bottle of Boston Sea and a colored man to sing the blues. I'm tired of loving a foreign muse. Rue des Martyrs and Bleeding Heart Yard, Sinless, Pisa, and Blind Man's Oast. It's a magic ghost you guard, but I am sick for a newer ghost. Harrisburg, Spartanburg, Painted Post. Henry and John were never so, and Henry and John were always right. Granted, but when it was time to go and the tea and laurels had stood all night, did they ever watch for Nantucket Light? I shall not rest quiet in Montparnasse. I shall not lie easy in Winchelsea. You may bury my body in Sussex grass. You may bury my tongue in Champmédy. I shall not be there. I shall rise and pass. Bury my heart at Wounded Knee.
Thank you, Miss Faye Emerson. In this country and in this century, there has come into being a new form of musical composition with its own conventions, its own rules, and its own delicate requirements. I refer to motion picture background music. The writing of such music, since it requires a sympathetic understanding of just what effects the director of the motion picture is anxious to achieve, is a highly skilled craft. And on occasion, a practitioner of this craft elevates his product to the status of art. Of such practitioners, none is better known or more worthy to be included in a program called Best of All than the veteran composer of motion picture scores and the winner of several Academy Awards, Max Steiner. In the theater, we have all at one time or another had our pleasure enhanced by Max Steiner's background music, even though we may not have been conscious that music was being played at all. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play an excerpt from Max Steiner's great score for Gone with the Wind. You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring music of various American composers and starring Fay Emerson, Earl Wrightson, and Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a brief message and pause for station identification.
You know, if you gamble with speed, you lose. Speeders on the highway lose in many ways. First of all, your reputation is damaged by excessive speed. Whether you think so or not, your friends and neighbors don't appreciate your risking their necks recklessly.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All, tonight starring Fay Emerson, Earl Wrightson, and Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. To open the second half of Best of All, we present three compositions of Morton Gould. Morton Gould is a sort of musical triple threat, or quadruple threat, rather, since he's a composer, conductor, arranger, and pianist. As an arranger, his work is of such a high order that it excites the music lover as greatly as an original composition. For example, the Morton Gould arrangement of When Johnny Comes Marching Home, played now by Skitch Henderson and the orchestra.
Thank you.
We turn now to a demonstration of Morton Gould's talent as a composer of musical comedy scores. The Texter Singers join Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in There Must Be Something Better Than Love from Arms and the Girl.
There must be something better than love. There must be something better in you. But if there's something better than love, who wants it? Do you? There just must be some practical plan that don't require the service of man. Suppose they find that practical plan. Who wants it? Neither do I, of course. And the solitary life, sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, your knitting and your cat. You know what you can do with that. What makes your eyes wetter than love? What makes you feel upsetter than love? But if there's something better than love, who got it? Who wants it? Do you? Do you? There must be something better than love. There must be something better to do. But if there's something better to do,
who'd do it?
Would you?
There must be some respectable vice. A tall sin at a moderate price. Suppose there's one respectable vice.
Practice it.
Don't look at me. Cause there's a solitary life. Sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, your knitting and your cat. You know what you can do with that. There's nothing more go-getter than love.
There's nothing triple-threader than love.
But if there's something better than love,
who's got it? Who needs it?
Who wants it?
Do it.
Try it. Would you?
Still a third facet of the many-faceted Morton Gould catches the light as Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play the Pavane from his American Symphonette.
Thank you.
Martin Gould Spivan from his American Symphonette. One of the most individual of American composing talents, and surely one of the pleasantest, is Raymond Scott's. From the time years ago when he first formed the Raymond Scott Quintet, he has delighted all music lovers as well as a good many people who hadn't realized they were music lovers. He is in many ways a child of his times, not simply because his talents lead him now to write a ballet and then to conduct a radio show and again to score a musical, but also because his music reflects the multifarious interests that can tickle the fancy of that inquisitive creature, the contemporary American. One of Raymond Scott's most refreshing works is the score for Lute Song, the beautifully staged production with an oriental motif which starred, you remember, Mary Martin. From Lute Song, Sylvia Michaels sings and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play Mountain High, Valley Low. Spoken of Kurt Weill's assimilation of American ways. In such a talented man, this assimilation led inevitably to his working in that great, if sometimes exasperating, American art form, the Hollywood movie. One of the most imaginative of all the things he wrote for motion pictures was presented in Where Do We Go From Here? In it, a modern man dreams that he's gone back in time to the deck of the flagship of Christopher Columbus's little fleet. Mutiny is about to break out. And the visitor from the 20th century explains to the crew all the wonders they and the world will miss if they don't sail on. With lyrics by Ira Gershwin, Earl Wrightson sings Kurt Weill's The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
This trouble you're brewing, you should be undoing. You fellas don't get the idea. The future you're failing if you don't keep sailing. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. You're just being dumb not to know that you'll come to a land that's the world's panacea. No laurels you'll rest on if you don't keep west on the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. Let's not argue with them. We like the waltz rhythm. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
What traffic terrific from Maine to Pacific. What hustle and bustle you'll see. What rivers, what valleys, if nobody dallies on Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria. Girls are breathtaking. What claims you'll be staking. So you're barking up the wrong tree. What pictures you'll pin up if you keep your chin up on Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria.
If we keep our chin up, what pictures we'll pin up on Nina and Pinta and Santa Maria.
There'll be 48 states and 150 million residents. And George Washington will be the first of many presidents. There'll be cities like Chicago, New York, New Haven, and Hartford, and Minneapolis. Not to mention Hollywood, the global cinematropolis. And oh, my hearties, what fun and what party! The Democratic Party and the GOP, the Prohibition Party and the Boston Tea. What a wonderful land in which to be living, where you celebrate the 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day, and Thanksgiving. And if you want an extra day off, what you're doing to Columbus is a way off. For the man you want to betray can give you not only Columbus Circle in Columbus, Ohio, but also Columbus Day. So think twice, my friends, before you doubt Columbus. Just imagine what happens to posterity without Columbus. No break the bank, no strike it rich, no Faye Emerson for Skitch. No autumn Matt Nichols, no Heinz and his pickles, no land of the brave and the free. Just think what you're losing if west you're not cruising, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. No Radio City, and who feed the kitty at Belmont Park and Hialeah. But you'll be unveiling the new world by sailing the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
You've certainly sold us on all you have told us. It's more than romantic, the broad, the Atlantic. The new world we're veiling, and we don't keep sailing the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Well, I don't like being so formal, but as we say in radio, here again is the one and only Miss Faye Emerson.
Thank you, Ken. The next number is a ballet written by Skitch Henderson for the great American ballerina, Nora Kay. It's rushing the season a little bit, but it's called Resolutions. And if you can place yourself on December 31st, I am making my New Year's Eve resolutions, which I'm afraid will be broken. Number one, I will not be late. Number two, I will give up smoking. Number three, I will not buy silly hats. I will not drink martinis. Number five, I will not fall in love.
New Year's Resolutions, composed and conducted by our own Skitch Henderson, with commentary by Fay Emerson. Well, you've been listening to Best of All, tonight starring Fay Emerson, Earl Wrightson, and Skitch Henderson with Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. Tonight's program was the last in our present series, but Best of All will return to the air 8 weeks from now. This is Kenneth Banghart saying goodbye for the present for Best of All, and inviting you to tune in next week at this time to hear the first of 8 concerts from the Hollywood Bowl. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Voutsas.
This evening, Zeno Francescotti joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC.